Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose, where two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show. I'm Justine.
I'm Ashima Franklin.
Yay! Ashima's on the pod this week! So yay! Excited. Natasha is off living her best life in Hawaii with her boo. She turned 30 yesterday, so she joined me.
Nice.
Yep, in the 30 no club. Pasta. Yep. I was in Aruba 2 weeks ago. She was in Hawaii this week. So we're just like living it up for our Sagittarius
that
lives.
Boot up. You better kick the podcast to the curb. We're going to be with your book. Natasha's with her man. So she'll just be listening to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We are not mad, honey. We are not mad.
Oh my gosh. So we are so excited to just kind of get the tea from Ashima. See what's going on, not necessarily with her and Darren, because we know there was NDAs signed, but just kind of get the tea on like the producers of the show and all that kind of stuff. So if you're ready, before we recap this episode, we're going to start off with a little mini interview. Okay. So first question, how did you hear about the opportunity to be on Ready to Love?
One of my friends, Maurice Sims, shout out to Maurice Sims, love him. He's the promoter for comedy shows. And I think he has a friend that does casting, and she sent him the link because she knows that he's around comedians or whatever all the time. And so he just was like, I sent it to you, Ashima. And he sent the link, which was the application, and then I sent it to my manager, and she looked over and was like, you know what, you single, you know what I mean, like, you should do this, like, you know, you're a mom, you're a professional stand-up, your life is interesting, and you won't need a man, so let's get on TV and see if we can find one.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how it happened. We filled out the application, and I heard back from them maybe like a week or so later.
Oh, wow, quick.
Started. Yeah, it did. The process was pretty quick.
Yeah.
The process just started from that point on. You know what I mean?
So it was something where you really went on thinking, like, have you seen season one or anything like that?
Okay, so I had never seen season one. To be honest with you, I had never even heard of the show.
Okay.
So what I did do, I forgot to tell that part, I went back and I looked at season one on demand. Because I have been approached about reality TV before, and I'm a little, you know, I like reality TV, you know, it's like one of my guilty pleasures, but, you know, we see a lot happen on reality TV, and it's just something that I'm just not going to do, like, I'm not going to fight, I can't fight, I don't want to fight. I'm gonna be the first person to run. On reality TV. I'll be like, girl, I'm going out the back door. They ain't gonna, you know, I'm gone. So, but when I saw the show and saw, you know, how classy it was, and these were real people with, you know, real life and really want to find love, I was like, yeah, you know, I can do that. And it was a couple of handsome men on that first season.
There were.
They can break a couple of them back.
Oh my gosh.
You know, Oprah, you can't go wrong with Oprah, right?
Never. So talking about your dating history before the show, in the cast bios episode, you mentioned being friend-zoned quite often during your time dating before. Is that something that you kind of grew up with, that dating history, or did it come later on? Like, talk to us about the friend zoning thing.
I grew up, that's a good question for you to ask. I grew up with that, you know, because I just start from like high school. I was the home girl. I wasn't that, you know, I was a cute girl, but I wasn't that girl that all the guys was checking for. You know what I'm saying? I was skinny, I wouldn't develop, you know, but I was always cool with the guys. And I think I had gotten so used to that till I stayed that same person even when a guy liked me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I was just, that's just the girl that I am and that I've been. And so with me watching it on TV, I can definitely see where I can maybe lady it up a little bit, grown woman it up a little bit, maybe not be so home girlish. You know, I saw it. You know, I saw myself. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, maybe I could, you know, show a different side, especially that being vulnerable. I said on the show that was really, that's kind of tough for me, you know.
Like
with being in the friend zone, if I do get my heart broken, then I'll try to handle it like a man. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. I do. With this kind
would
of
you
this.
Move on to the next nigga.
Yeah.
Immediately, okay. No, give me no time. I don't got no time, man. It's like, let me get Ron on the phone. You know what I mean? The very next day. Because you know how a man will do it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's not emotional for them sometimes. So, you know.
Until later. Sometimes their emotions catch up to them. They're kind of farther back than with ladies. Okay, very interesting. So you said that when you were growing up, you were the home girl. You were like kind of skinny. In Atlanta now, it seems like every girl is like dressed to the nines every day. Like head to toe glam on the daily. There were some times where I didn't know if Alexis was on a day date, a night date, a lunch date, a brunch date, drinks. I didn't know where she was going because her outfit was just like ready at all times. But the sun was out. I was like, where is this girl going? So talk to us about the like extreme glam culture in Atlanta and like getting used to that. Like, how does that work?
I mean, okay, so, like, I've been in Atlanta since 2005.
Okay.
And the extreme culture with the hair, the lashes, the clothes, you know, it's all accessible right here in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta is known for, you know, you having your hair fried, dyed, laid to the side. Yes, a lot of beautiful black people in Atlanta. You can see a beautiful black girl at the Exxon. You can see a beautiful black girl at the Kroger. You could go downtown and see the same, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beautiful black girl on each block. And everybody had their days. I have my days, but you know, I'm stepping out the house and because you can also see a man. You know what I mean? Like
right.
It's just so easy to meet people in Atlanta. But it's not like everybody just glammed up every day, all day. I mean, days I go out looking a mess, but some days I don't.
Okay.
So I guess it's like a little balance or whatever. But I think the thing is, it's just like, it's so many beautiful black women here. Like,
yes.
And successful black women that's all their shit and that ain't got no man, that want a man. We don't necessarily, you know, dumb down our shit, but sometimes, you know, we might date a man that might not have as much as we do.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
We prefer
as You know, I always refer back to an email that we got from a listener who said that because the cost of living in Atlanta is so much lower, you could be fly with a lot less.
Yeah, you can.
You know?
You can be fly if...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Still have you a nice house, long as you don't get caught up in the Atlanta doing it every night, because the thing about Atlanta is something to do every single time. And that's how people get caught up in it. Once you get used to it, then, you know, it's like, hey, as long as I know if I do want to do something, I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to pay your bills.
Right, right. So there are a lot of successful, I'm sure, entrepreneurial, too, women in Atlanta who are, like, doing amazing things, who probably run into a lot of, like, Chipotle managers who are doing really great for themselves and don't want to do nothing else but manage that Chipotle. And that might not match the hustle. There's nothing wrong with managing a Chipotle, but it just might not match the hustle.
That's a good way of putting it, you know. And then that's when women like me come across as, you know, very dominant, have very dominant attitude. You know what I mean? Because we on the grind.
Yeah.
You know? I'm used to taking care of myself. You know what I'm saying? And taking care of my child, and just, you know, I'm survival mode all the time. So.
Yeah. Oh boy!
But they say I need to soften up and let a man come in and take care of me, and I'm like, okay,
take care.
Come on in, give me the bag of money. Come on,
yeah, right.
Shut me up, sit me down. I don't think it's gonna be that hard.
Oh my gosh! And your son just had a birthday recently, right?
He just turned 11.
Oh my gosh, another Sag. Happy birthday.
Yes, party was lit.
Oh, fun. Fun. Okay, so question about friendship. So how close do the girls on the show get? Because you guys are all dating the same guys, but everybody has their phone numbers and it gets kind of dicey there. So, like, how good friends are you?
We were really all pretty close, okay? I'm going to just keep it 100. Divine and I hit it off. Alexis and I hit it off at the first mixer. Like, okay. Alexis is my BFF on the show. Let me go and put that out.
Nice.
Alexis is so sweet. Like we was kind of like supporting one another throughout the journey. Just being like a listening ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, trying to help each other make the best decisions. You know what I'm saying? When it came to us, you know, connecting with the guys. Me and Divine hit it off. Me and Divine was my wine bar buddy. Okay. And so was Tondi. Me and Tondi hit it off really because Tondi was my wine o'clock. I mean, you know, every time me and Tondi see each other on the show, he'd be like, "What's my wine o'clock?" And then I was Divine friend at the wine bar because Divine doesn't drink. So I always drink her wine. So I had to be her friend because I was drinking wine. No, but then Divine is real cool, though. I love Divine.
Yeah.
It's funny as hell. That's my girl. And then everybody else is also real cool, too.
Yeah.
Now, once we was going towards the end of the journey, because Alexis and I was just a tad bit more tighter, and her and Divine were doing their back and forth about London, I leaned more towards Alexis' side. You know what I'm saying? Which kind of divided me and Divine a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Alexis is my friend. Even though Divine me and you cool, but Alexis is my friend. Alexis is the one I'm on the phone, blah, 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 blah. Right. You know what I'm saying? So for a minute, it was like weird whenever I would see Divine. And the last time I actually saw her at one of our watch parties, we chopped it up about it. Because I was like, I hate that it's weird between us because it's not me and you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And you and I share a couple of key moments on the show. And she agreed too. And so, you know, it was like, oh, we cool.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. Happy to hear that because we know.
I kind of did the same thing with Tondi because Tondi, I was a little bit more close with Tondi, way more closer to Tondi than I was Reba. Me and Reba was cool, but me and Reba never did, like, get it off. And so when it was the Mario, Reba, and Tondi triangle, once again, I lean more towards Tondi's side because Tondi is my girl.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah, now I'm like a fifth grader when it comes to my friends, you know. if she don't like you, then I don't like you.
Oh, my God.
I need to go out of there. I need to go out of there. But I have a fifth grader when it comes to my friends. If my friend don't like you, then we don't like you.
That's understandable. And we know that watching The Bachelor all year round, we watch these producers manipulate these friendships like crazy. And it doesn't seem like that's happening with Ready to Love. It doesn't seem like the producers are as like meddling. No. Yeah.
No. They didn't really meddle. That's a good question. They didn't really meddle when it came to the women and us interacting with each other. They more so meddle, of course, our interaction with men and women. But when you think about it, it was annoying then. But they have to meddle. They have to know what's going on because if anything happens off a camera that they don't know about, and then we come back filming, say like me and Darren was cool last time we filmed it. But maybe we hung out off camera and maybe shit went left. They need to know shit went left because now when we come back filming, the last thing they know, we was good.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, so we have a couple of like lightning round questions before we get into the recap. So, first question, I am ready for love because?
I am ready for love because I'm tired of being single.
Okay.
Let me just put that, let me just say it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes that's not the easiest thing to say.
Absolutely.
I am tired of being by myself. And I don't like to say that I'm lonely because I have friends and family.
Right.
But companionship is a totally different thing. Having intimacy with somebody, making memories, being with a man, girl, is a totally different thing. Because when you have a man, then fuck your friends and family. I'm ready for love because I'm all ready for my friends and family. I just want to be a man. And to go in our own little world, to worry about nobody else. No, for real, I miss that part of my life. You know, I want that.
Okay. That was a great answer. The best gift that 2019 gave me was?
The best gift that 2019 gave me was an opportunity for me to show the world who Ashima Franklin is. It gave me opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's the best that 2019 gave me.
Nice.
And every opportunity, I always love to say, is an opportunity to elevate.
Absolutely.
And it was so much more than just being on TV. I learned a lot about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
And we're so happy.
Gave me opportunity.
The way that I show self-love is?
The way that I show self-love is, I always encourage myself.
Mm.
You know, I talk to Ashima,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when I may look on Twitter or on Instagram and see something that someone might say about me, I always remind myself of who I am, where I come from, and why I am doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
I show self-love by self-assurance.
That's amazing, and especially because you are not only in a male-dominated field, but a field that you're a performer, and you're a performer alone. So that sort of self-talk is important.
Right.
Do you have an alter ego when you perform, or is it just Ashima?
It's Ashima Franklin.
It's Ashima. Oh!
Ashima
Franklin. Okay, full go.
Yes, most definitely.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.